Conspiracy, two counts of false statements and obstruction of justice.
Fox's Jamie Colby. Now Stewart's lawyers are going to appeal to try to keep her out of prison. The 62-year-old facing up to 20 years behind bars for lying to investigators about the sale of her M-Clone stock. Federal guidelines could reduce that sentence to as little as 1 year in prison. Stewart's stockbroker Peter Bakanovic also found guilty on 4 out of 5 charges, both scheduled to be sentenced June 17th. Immigration and border security, the two hot topics being discussed at a 2-day summit between President Bush and Mexican President Vicente Fox. The two are talking in Texas at the president's ranch. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Get out this Saturday, March 6th, and celebrate an early spring beginning and the completion of the recent remodeling at Carmel Ice Cream in Southington. This will truly be a day of cakes, cones, and fun, as there will be an ice cream cake giveaway every hour. You can also sample new ice cream flavors, including nutty brownie sundae, peanut butter cup,
Hey, Charlie.
As well as these new yogurt flavors, coffee fudge almond,
peanut butter twist, I can barely hear you.
Bring your children to participate in the activities this Saturday at Carmel Ice Cream.
Okay, so we've got...
Several friends of Carmel Ice Cream will be stopping by to take part of the festivities, including children
and
specialists from the Southern YMCA, Tom O'Brien, the magician, the Hartford...
20 seconds.
Mascot,
I think it's best if I phone you on the delay here.
I'll call you right now. On your favorite fountain item this Saturday only at Carmel Ice Cream. Carmel Ice Cream will also cater your corporate event. Just ask for details. Carmel Ice Cream is on Queen Street, which is also Route 10 in Southington, conveniently off exit 32 on I-84. Head north and look for the move van.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Have you heard yet?
What?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you. You know that awesome children's consignment store in Southington?
Yeah, twice as nice. My mom loves that store.
Well, they're not in Southington anymore. They moved to the center of Plantsville.
So can my parents still save tons of money on my clothes and stuff?
Oh yeah, and they have the cutest things too.
Cool. So, what are we doing this weekend?
Taking Mom and Dad to Twice as Nice.
We have the quality brands you'll like at the prices you'll love. Sizes from newborn to junior, for back-to-school apparel, daycare, and play clothes. We even have mother-to-be clothes. Twice as Nice, 772 South Main Street in Plantsville. Call 620-0800 for hours and more information.
Come get some extra added savings for end of the season breakdowns.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-604-HAIR. This is a limited time offer. That's 888-604-HAIR. That's 888-604-HAIR.
We were ready to buy a house, but we were tired of talking on the phone with someone hundreds, if not thousands, of miles away. We wanted to work with someone locally.
We wanted to be able to see who was working for us, to sit down in their office, see pictures of their family or kids, and know that they had our best interest in mind.
The service we were getting wasn't personal enough.
That's when we heard the ad for Southern New England Mortgage Group. They've been most helpful in answering our needs.
See, I'm self-employed, and that's difficult to verify income. We wanted the company that could find that special program that fit our situation. Those national companies can't relate when they only talk to you on the phone.
Southern New England Mortgage Group was not only able to find a mortgage in a special program that matched our situation, but they personalized their service. And we were able to sit in their office and look at them face to face. That was reassuring to me, that I could look at them.
Southern New England Mortgage Group can help you find a mortgage, even if you have slow credit, no credit, or non-verifiable income. Locally owned Southern New England Mortgage Group is located in Plainville and serves Central Connecticut. Call 888-835-2780.
Exact News.
exact weather, exact traffic, exact information, exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, WXCT, Subbington.
From Montreal, from Canada, Montreal, it's Canada, the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah. Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Yes, but that's how it goes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Ella Sobel back in studio, back from her trip. And of course, we got special guests in studio, Mitch Garvis, who is joining us from his recent trip to Vermont and Killington. And he,
welcome to Travel World, Mitch. Thank you very much, Steve and Willem. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're doing just fine. Now, Mitch, of course, was on a show not too long ago, directly from the from Slopeside.
Well, I was actually at the top of one of the slopes, and I was having so much fun that I didn't want it to end. But unfortunately, real life called, I came back, and here I am. Now, Killington is the biggest ski resort in the East. I didn't realize this, but it is huge, and they are so huge that they are...
How huge are they?
Well, they actually have the capacity to bring 52,000 skiers up the mountain every hour. 52,000 skiers.
And do they ever get anywhere near that amount?
Well, they didn't the weekend that I was there, which was great because that meant no waiting in lines for the lifts.
That was another question I was going to ask you. Generally, are there long lines?
I did not find that there were long lines. I did find that everything was wonderful. The service was great. The lifts were fast. The skiing was spectacular. The people were wonderful. And the trails were magnificent. But no, there were no lines.
You ran out of adjectives, Mitch, because last year you used those words too. And you're telling me that there was a bit of a comparison, so...
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I mean, at least you know Willem listens to you.
Yes, one of his...
Well, when you talk about adjectives like magnificent and fabulous, and how do you get better than that? Because you are comparing them. Killington was a great place, of course, and as you correctly pointed out, someone going to go down to Killington expecting the kind of skiing that you got in Montana and Vermont, it's not Montana and Colorado, it's not the same thing, yet it's good in its own right for its own reasons.
It was, like I said, it's great East Coast skiing. It's hard to compare East Coast skiing to West Coast skiing. You don't hear too many people from Colorado saying, yeah, I'm getting on a plane and going out to Vermont and to Tremblant, but...
Vermont to Tremblant?
Vermont or Tremblant.
Or Tremblant, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But you would. But a lot of the people, the skiers from out east, do head out to Colorado, Montana, Utah to ski in the Rockies.
I'm going to Salt Lake City in 3 weeks anyway, so...
Are you going to ski?
Nope.
Yeah. So, moving on.
Just thought he'd add that
He was going to do a review of the Super 8 Motel and see whether the burgers at McDonald's are any different in Utah than
Check out the little corner stores to see what snacks they have.
I don't have to go to burgers at McDonald's because there's no cheese in Utah and everything's meatballs out there. And it's one interesting thing I found out about Salt Lake City. And I'm going to see if I win another $100 singing karaoke. Anyway, we were talking about skiing in
Vermont.
Wasn't
that $100 to get you out of the club?
Actually, no, because the weekend review at Brainshare, which was the Novell conference that I was at, showed a video clip of me actually singing my karaoke routine. So, and the karaoke pays off for all of you naysayers, because some of the great people that you meet at karaoke, some of them were, among them were the nurses from the Lakeshore Hospital, who were very kind and helpful for Stephen, whose mother is currently in their care and is recovering very nicely.
Yes, very personalized care, and we were very happy. Richard, Eileen, the people at the Lakeshore General Emergency Room in suburban Montreal for their care of my mother, who is still in the hospital.
She broke her femur before people go crazy, and it's broken leg, and she's healing nicely, but there's nothing else wrong. So
in summary, it's a good thing that Willem sang karaoke in Utah. Otherwise, there would be nothing to talk about.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Listen, nothing to talk about. We are talking about Travel World, and we did manage to do an entire hour on the Magdalen Islands, all right? So, yes.
And next week we'll be reviewing Steerberger. But
would go to the Faroe Islands.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which Stephen's uncle said is nothing but a frozen, barren wasteland.
Do you have to go to the Faroe Islands and say, "Let my people go"?
But anyway, getting back to Chile.
Then all the penguins would follow you through a big trench.
Yes, there's no penguins in the Faroe Islands.
They're puffins. So St. Mitchell will be leading out with his Pied Pipe, will be leading the puffins to salvation.
The Pied Piper of the Faroe Islands.
Actually, when I head to Argentina in June, I may bring home some penguins.
Or no, that's what actually, you could bring back penguin cakes from Mexico and eat them too.
Aren't those more like penguin patties?
No, Penguin Patty actually works at Adorable Junior Garments.
How do we get on this offbeat, nebulous connection, roundabout way of saying nothing? Actually,
it's because we put the four of us in the same room. It just happens.
I think the psychiatric ward from the Lake George General is on their way over here.
Toxic waste.
Yes, okay. I think they've set aside a few beds. Four beds, actually. We could all share one ward.
They're coming to take me away.
Yes, the Jennifer ward, yes.
Yeah, but I would just see Willem grabbing the water fountain
the
and
glass.
Escaping.
No, okay. That would only be if it was Diet Pepsi. Come on.
Hey, if they got a Diet Pepsi, they can't be all that bad. Mayor Jerry Tremblay from City of Montreal, he offered me Diet Pepsi. Now he's my friend.
It doesn't take much, does it, Bill?
Well, that's the only way I can make friends.
Well, yeah, that shows how Quebec has changed since the 1950s. Before, they used to have to buy you off with actual hard cash to get a vote. Now, hey, with Willem back, all it takes is a can of Diet Pepsi.
Hey, you know what? You're laughing, but I was thinking on my way over here that you guys completely changed the face of the American presidential race.
As soon as we said that Howard Dean was a great man?
Gone!
Oh, yes, it's known as
the
Bacchus
factor. The curse of Bacchus.
Yeah, the curse of Bacchus.
The front runner lost every state in the union.
Well, thank you
for
that.
Not every state. Vermont did give him the sympathy vote.
2 weeks after he dropped out.
Yes. But anyway, talking about Vermont, talking about secession, yes. Killington wants to leave Vermont.
This is great, yeah.
Killington does want to leave Vermont, and that's because Howard Dean's out of the race, and they just decided that's it. Howard Dean's gone. We're leaving. No, Killington,
Howard
Vermont.
Howard Dean is actually a friend of the show, so.
I was saying it's great. He's left, so we're leaving. No, Killington, this is a great news story. Killington is voting to secede.
This is where we're
going to
put an edit point in the show. And
right from where we started talking about penguins.
No, even before that.
Let my people go from the Faroe Islands.
Yeah.
And
karaoke in Salt Lake City, leading into the emergency room. Continue on Killington's secession, please.
So Killington is actually voting to secede from Vermont. I think that is the greatest news story. Killington, being the largest resort in the area, pays more taxes to the state of Vermont than any other resort, and yet they get back nearly nothing. Now, they want to join...
That's what they say here, and that's what they said... Well, anyway.
Lots of places, yes.
Well, they want to join New Hampshire, which, of course, has much lower taxation, and it's a very little-known fact that Killington originally was part of New Hampshire, and a couple hundred years ago, someone said, well, let's just move it.
Yes, it was the original colony, New Hampshire, the
so
original land grant
of
Great Britain.
Picked up all the dirt.
And moved it.
That's right.
There will be
so
a big hole.
How do they intend to do this, you know, now entering and leaving New Hampshire?
Well...
Thank you, Coop.
Hamster's an animal, Will.
That's what Cooper Fox says. Who actually is in New Hampshire.
Well, I think what they're really trying to do is make a symbolic statement.
Yes,
so
Americans cry out for tax relief and expos lose and Palestinians revolt.
Yes, language debate continues. Somebody threw a rock in the Middle East. Yeah, man. Run the tape from 19...
And soon next year when you go, there will be all signs saying yes in the referendum, Killington for the Killingtonians. Yes.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And I'm just worried about the Ofista along Killington.
Yes. Yeah. I have to be like a true Vermonter, you know.
They do have a restaurant called Peppers.
Yes. I just was about to speak about that. And I was going to say relative to nothing, and I don't want to make anyone...
I said nothing about it.
No. That was just a non sequitur of the day.
Non sequitur. Your facts are uncoordinated. Speaking of which, we managed to blow this entire segment, so let us head off to...
We'll be back after the break with Killington, Vermont. Stay listening to Travel World across America via satellite.
Across America via satellite.
You guys, stay.
Get out this Saturday, March 6th, and celebrate an early spring beginning and the completion of the recent remodeling at Carmel Ice Cream in Southington. This will truly be a day of cakes, cones, and fun, as there will be an ice cream cake giveaway every hour. You can also sample new ice cream flavors, including Nutty Brownie Sundae, Peanut Butter Cup, Cappuccino Crunch, as well as these new yogurt flavors, Coffee Fudge Almond, Peanut Butter Twist, and Raspberry Chocolate Chip. Bring your children to participate in the activities this Saturday at Carmel Ice Cream in Southington. Several friends of Carmel Ice Cream will be stopping by to take part of the festivities, including children's entertainment specialist from the Southington YMCA, Tom O'Brien, the magician, the Hartford Fox Force mascot, and much more. Don't forget to sign up for the hourly ice cream cake giveaway. Be sure to mention WXCT990DX to get your 2-for-1 deal on your favorite fountain item this Saturday only at Carmel Ice Cream. Carmel Ice Cream will also cater your corporate event. Just ask for details. Carmel Ice Cream is on Queen Street, which is also Route 10 in Southington, conveniently off exit 32 on I-84. Head north and look for the move-in.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology. Spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
Regency House of Wallingford reminds you, care for the elderly should be a prime concern for civilized society. We owe today's successes in large part to those people who brought our generation into the world. Let's remember an elderly person in the community. A visit or a call can make all the difference. This message from Regency House of Wallingford, a member of the National Healthcare Associates Network. Make not only the right choice, but the smart choice. For all your long or short-term rehabilitation needs, call 265-1661.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people really working for you.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited-time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, 990 The X.
Rock and Roll. AM 600.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing but a good time. And it don't get better than this.
Ah, yes. guys. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and Beck. It's Stephen Pickford and Ella Sobel in the studio. Special guest Mitch Garvis. That clip seems pretty well fitting for the kind of a good time that we had last segment. Sort of a vintage Travel World. Everybody getting off topic and talking about, I know we went, what, from Argentina to the puffins of Faroe Islands.
We're still having fun.
Yes, and Mitch Garvis had fun
in Killington.
Killington a few weeks ago. He always a great time eating out at Peppers.
Well, as long as it's clean.
Yes.
It's a clean restaurant. Excellent food.
Who took my sheet on that? Let's skip over White Peppers. Sheet or what? Oh, here we go. Yeah, I'm just using it.
Oh, Mr. Kottmeyer.
Mr. Kottmeyer, yes.
Pepper's Bar and Grill is Killington's most popular restaurant. I was speaking to a few people at Killington in preparation for the trip.
Continue.
Keep talking.
That menu is so mouthwatering. I'd love to have another meal right now.
Well, look, everyone was telling me you have to go to Pepper's for breakfast. And, you know, I am a sucker for breakfast, but when you tell me that their specialties include a stuffed French toast, I'm thinking to myself...
What is stuffed French toast, Mitch? Well, because that sounds bloody good.
Stuffed French toast, they basically take a piece of bread, and now it's, of course, a very large, thick slice of bread, slice it open, and fill it with cream cheese, then they make the French toast.
Oh, that's good.
No. That's not good. That is mouth-watering, wonderfully yummy.
You know, Mitch has a way of doing that, though. When you know when Mitch really likes something, he starts putting on the voice and the funny faces he makes, but too bad he can't see that. It's just...
It's radio, so funny faces, boy, they're ratings winners.
Yeah, actually, but the voice he makes. Do that again, Mitch.
Oh, mouth-watering, yummy.
You know
yummy.
He liked it, yeah.
It was wonderful. It really was. And you know that they give you a healthy portion when I say, I didn't finish it.
No, uh-oh.
It must be Mitch humongous.
Mitch beats me at that.
So you guys have to... Our listeners may not realize this, but I'm about the size of an Indian elephant. And I do have a little bit of an appetite. And this was beyond me. It was, first of all, so rich.
It beat you.
I was beaten at Pepper's in the morning.
Oh, yes.
And not unlike your usual morning. Oh, you're
talking about Indian elephants and their trunks picking up water, yes.
Oh.
You can shoot it right across the room, yeah.
So, you know, while we're on the subject of food, we actually had two meals at Pepper's. We had a lunch there where we just sampled all of the appetizers, which were wonderful.
I hope you consumed all of them and didn't just take a bite out of them and put them back on the plate.
No. Between the three of us, we ate everything. I'm sorry, Ella is spontaneously combusting here.
We're trying to have a serious conversation, Ella.
Yes.
Shush up.
I'm supposed to laugh here.
We ate everything that was on the plate.
You think this is a comedy show?
Yep.
Not Friday night.
Everything that was on the plate was eaten.
Yes, first, that's right.
While I was in Vermont, I was actually doing a survey, a very unofficial survey.
You got to hand it
of
to Mitch.
Clam chowders. Yes, the consummate professional talking over you. the consummate professional sitting here in his underwear. So, I did a survey of
clam chowders underwear.
I did a survey of clam chowders, and Pepper's clam chowder for lunch came in a very close second. It was wonderful. Thick, creamy, and loaded full of clam.
Okay.
Ella, would you stop?
No beards.
No beards. Oh. Okay, no. No sausages. Okay.
Okay.
No.
Speaking of underwear.
While we're discussing food, before we go on to skiing...
You need a full stomach before you attack those slopes.
Well, you do. No, you need a lot of energy. You need to fill yourself full of carbohydrates before getting up there because it is a little cool and you are getting a lot of exercise and you don't want to break. You don't want to take time off and say, okay, well, I'm going to make use of one of these six base lodges or stop at the lodge at the peak. Can you imagine a skiing resort with seven base lodges?
Oh, that's huge. That's how come you don't find like the large crowds because they're so evenly distributed.
That's right. They have seven mountains at what we call Killington. Killington is actually made up of Killington Peak, which is the highest at 4,241 feet. There's Snowdon Mountain, which is right next to Vando Mountain.
Ramshead Mountain. And Hampstead Mountain, yes.
Sky Peak.
Line 2 connects them both, yes.
Bear Mountain.
Orange.
Sunrise and Pico Mountain. And
Yes. Well, they call it Pico Peak.
They do call it Pico Peak.
Yeah, I was there. That's just off of Rutland, and they had a really great alpine slide about almost 15 years ago, but I don't know if they still have that today.
Well, you're dating yourself, but yes, they do.
Well, that's the only reason, because no one else will.
Yes.
His best friend. Two best friends.
Now, between the seven mountains, you can actually ski the seven mountains in one day. I didn't succeed in that. I did do Killington, Snowdon, Sky Peak, and Bear in one day.
You did a bear?
I did.
Hope you're wearing your ski suit.
Was that before or after the clam chowder?
Yeah, moving on.
You got it.
I was saying that the lift capacity with 31 lifts can bring up 52,361 riders per hour.
You can skip the statistics because nobody cares.
No, a lot of people.
So if you have a group of 52,362, we can't welcome you. Okay.
That's right.
Yes.
Or at least someone's going to have to wait in line.
Let's say so. They got a large capacity, very little lines, great skiing, lots of lodges, lots of mountains.
And very easily accessible from anywhere along the East Coast.
It also gives you an opportunity to ski more than wait around to get up to the mountain and get down.
Exactly. That's what I hated about some of the resorts I've been to. You have to hurry up to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's typical travel. That's one thing that we don't like. But
that's right. Now, if you go to a lot of the resorts up north, now we're in Canada, in the Laurentians, you will take 7 minutes downhill for 15 minutes uphill because you wait in line and you're sitting there and you're it doesn't happen like that. You can take 45 minutes from the top to the bottom and it takes you 7 minutes to get up again.
That's a good ratio.
That's a good ratio.
You want a lot of downtime and short uptime.
Now, let me just talk to you a little bit more about the food before I go on to the lodging, which was also spectacular. The Wobbly Barn Steakhouse is celebrating their 40th year in business, and this is one of the few restaurants that I've ever been to where the management passed down from father to son. Now, the father retired a couple of years ago, and the son took over, and it is spectacular. They have a nightclub upstairs and the best darn steakhouse in town downstairs.
Which one? The what steakhouse?
The Wobbly Barn.
The Wobbly
now,
Barn.
Now, it is actually built in an old barn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never seen a barn with a basement, but mm-hmm. you'll have to just use your imagination.
Uh-huh.
Now, the Wobbly Barn, besides the wonderful steak,
do you
know what it's like to go to a big restaurant in New York City and have the waiter who's a professional who can consult you on your food and give you proper recommendations?
Well, just like at Moishe's restaurant, yeah.
Just like at Moishe's in Montreal.
Smith and Walensky's in New York, yeah.
Exactly. Well, that is what I got in the middle of Killington, Vermont. Our waiter was consulting us on how we should have our meat prepared, which fish my segment producer should go with because of the soup she was having, and Wayne was the consummate professional. Now, one feature of the Wobbly Barn that I cannot overlook is the world-famous soup, salad, and bread bar, which was worth the trip itself. For $10.95 or included in the meal, you get, first of all, three different varieties of homemade soup, all made on the premises, mm-hmm. with chili. Yes, I knew that would be coming.
Those had a great response.
Five different breads, and the salad bar was scrumdelicious. I don't know how in the middle of February they found such fresh produce all across the board. Sweet tomatoes, everything was...
Mention, you got other mentions. You got a grand total of 2 minutes to get them in right now.
2 minutes to get your hotel accommodation.
Okay, well, Killington...
Where will you stay?
I stayed at the Pinnacle Lodge, but you don't even have to worry about that. You just go to the Killington Center, and they will put you into the accommodations that you can either afford that are enough for you for your entire party. If you have four people, if you have kids, if you have dogs, there were dogs staying upstairs from us, and everyone was happy because they were accommodated. The Killington Grand Resort Hotel is, of course, the American Ski Corporation's crown jewel, but even if you don't want to spend that kind of money, you can get away for $88 a night, including your lift tickets.
Some great packages there from American Skiing. So you can find all that information out by how? Checking on the internet, giving them a call on 800
www.killington.com. And don't forget to apply for your PICO card. And if you are a member of the American Armed Forces, bring your identification because they welcome you.
big welcome for members of the forces. That's good to hear as well. So www.killington.com, just east of Rutland, Vermont. Easy driving distance from anywhere throughout New England or eastern Canada. And right an hour and a half from Albany Airport, if you're flying in there on Southwest Airlines, or an hour and a half south of Burlington, Vermont, JetBlue.
Or not far from Manchester.
Manchester. Actually, we're at halfway between Albany and Manchester. Right, a little closer to Albany. If
well, look, you can drive. It's a four-hour drive from Boston, from Montreal. It's from everywhere. Right now. Go ahead.
Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show, Across America. Next, we have Jerry Wagshall.
Across America via satellite. The hell is a banshee?
Hi, this is Charlie Proffitt, the general manager of the X. This is what people are saying about our new morning show.
Well, hey, listen, you know, he's got me hooked on you. I've been listening to you every morning. I used to listen to IMS, but now I listen to Tom Morgan.
Well, I just got in the car. That's why I just had the chance to tune in. But, Tom, I love your show, man. 7 to 9, Tom Morgan in the morning.
That's what people are saying. So if you haven't had a chance to listen, check us out. Weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. It's Tom Morgan in the morning on WXCT.
Exact Radio, 990 The X.
Country Gal Beauty Salon in Haddon reminds us, many of us grew up with the warning, don't take candy from strangers. But times and methods of abduction have changed. Teach your children the dangers of strangers and help prevent child abduction. For information on how you can help, call the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST. This message from Country Gal Beauty Salon in Haddon, they're urging you to join them in the effort to help locate our missing children.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Have you heard yet?
What?
Oh my gosh, let me tell you. You know that awesome children's consignment store in Southington?
Yeah, Twice as Nice. My mom loves that store.
Well, they're not in Southington anymore. They moved to the center of Plantsville.
So can my parents still save tons of money on my clothes and stuff?
Oh yeah, and they have the cutest things too.
Cool. So, what are we doing this weekend?
Taking Mom and Dad to Twice as Nice.
We have the quality brands you'll like at the prices you'll love. Sizes from newborn to junior, for back-to-school apparel, daycare, and play clothes. We even have mother-to-be clothes. Twice as Nice, 772 South Main Street in Plantsville. Call 620-0800 for hours and more information.
Come get some extra added savings for end of the season breakdowns.
Get out this Saturday, March 6th, and celebrate an early spring beginning and the completion of the recent remodeling at Carmel Ice Cream in Southington. This will truly be a day of cakes, cones, and fun, as there will be an ice cream cake giveaway every hour. You can also sample new ice cream flavors, including Nutty Brownie Sundae, Peanut Butter Cup, Cappuccino Crunch, as well as these new yogurt flavors, Coffee Fudge Almond, Peanut Butter Twist, and Raspberry Chocolate Chip. Bring your children to participate in the activities this Saturday at Carmel Ice Cream in Southington. Several friends of Carmel Ice Cream will be stopping by to take part of the festivities, including children's entertainment specialist from the Southington YMCA, Tom O'Brien, the magician, the Hartford Fox Force mascot, and much more. Don't forget to sign up for the hourly ice cream cake giveaway. Be sure to mention WXCT 990DX to get your 2-for-1 deal on your favorite fountain item this Saturday only at Carmel Ice Cream. Carmel Ice Cream will also cater your corporate event. Just ask for details. Carmel Ice Cream is on Queen Street, which is also Route 10 in Southington, conveniently off exit 32 on I-84. Head north and look for the move-in.
Regency House of Wallingford reminds you, care for the elderly should be a prime concern for civilized society. We owe today's successes in large part to those people who brought our generation into the world. Let's remember an elderly person in the community. A visit or a call can make all the difference. This message from Regency House of Wallingford, a member of the National Healthcare Associates Network. Make not only the right choice, but the smart choice. For all your long or short-term rehabilitation needs, call 265-1661.
Throughout history, great partnerships have emerged from uncertain times.
This is not a battle between the United States and terrorism, but between the free and democratic world and terrorism.
We will not permit the triumph of violence in the affairs of men. Free people will set the course of history.
Now, when the facts matter most, Fox News Channel and this radio station join together to deliver the whole story. Real journalism, fair and balanced. Fox News Channel, we report, you decide.
Log on to SouthingtonChats.com, a local chat room for Southington residents to meet one another, discuss hot topics, and find out what's happening in the community. Brought to you by Exact Radio 990VX.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio 990VX.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in the studio with Alice Obel. Special guest Mitch Garvis, and on the line we got Jerry Wagschill. Speaking of bringing water, he's in Halifax. We're talking about it, at least.
Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Good Lord, Jerry, that's loud. Okay, keep going.
I can tone it down if you like.
Yes, go all ahead.
Right, Halifax, phone. Nova Scotia was where you were a few weeks ago.
Halifax, Nova Scotia is where I was, and as you guys probably know, for the for the listeners out there, it's a port city. I was visiting Halifax in the winter. However, it is extremely beautiful in the spring, the summer, and fall. There are a lot of festivals that are coming up there. There's the Tall Ships Festival. There is a busker festival for everybody who knows what a busker is, those guys that play on the street and ask for money. Well, they have a big festival there. There's a jazz festival. And, you know, Halifax has more bars per capita than any Canadian city. Did you guys know that?
That's an interesting fact. I'm sure some people have actually tried on a vacation to sample them all. How many did you get to, Jerry?
I went to one, and it was a place called the Shoe Shop, which is very popular. It's a, you know, they have a, there is not this, no, in New York here we have no smoking, but over there there is smoking still in this kind of old-fashioned city. And believe me, it was quite something. They have a smoking section, non-smoking, but it's funny, they call it the Shoe Shop because the guy had set up the place didn't have enough money to afford a neon sign, and the only sign that he could get said Economy Shoe Shop. It's become very popular now with the sort of in-crowd and some celebrities there. There's been a lot of movies that have been shot there, including the Titanic, which I'll talk about in a little bit later, and the architecture, etc. However, let me tell you a little bit about one of the interesting places to stay there that has a lot of history. It's called the Westin Nova Scotian. It opened on June 23rd, 1930. Next year, it's going to be celebrating its 75th anniversary. And it opened at the same time as a CN train station, which connected Halifax to the rest of the world. And at the very beginning of the hotel, the train used to actually drop people off at the front door.
Yes, right beside each other. I mean, that's sort of an historic, right down near the waterfront, the Westin Nova Scotia. It was originally a Canadian National Railways hotel.
That's right, exactly. And it has a lot of history, too. I mean, Queen Elizabeth stayed there once in the 1950s and the 1970s. I think it was actually 1976. Diana was there in the early 1980s with Charles. It has a couple of ballrooms. Its famous dining room, once the Evangeline Room, is kind of very, very well known at the time, you know, decades ago, was very well known throughout the world. And since the early 1990s, it has now, it's their hotel, but it's got $25 million worth of renovations put into it since the early 1990s.
Well, they put all those features that make Westin hotels branding worldwide, such as the heavenly beds, the heavenly baths, a number of those features that people have looked for at Westin properties. Now they've come to Halifax with the Westin Nova Scotian.
Yes, and of course the other thing to mention there is the service. The people are very friendly. It's got its basically its old world charm, but it's got all the comforts of a modern hotel, and it's got this distinctive service that people talk about all the time. They like to come back there. They make them feel at home. If you want to go over to stay at the Westin, a beautiful hotel, the number is 18779 Westin or westin.ns.ca for the website. I'm telling you guys a little bit about how to and our listeners how to get to Halifax. Air Canada offers an amazing amount of flights connecting through Toronto, 8 per day. Of course, all destinations in the United States go to either Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, all from there. You know, Toronto, of course, is the biggest hub. From there, there are 8 flights per day of flights going to Halifax. There's also flights going from Boston, 3 per day. One of the things I wanted to mention now about Air Canada is it's become the Canada's largest provider of low fares, servicing 80 destinations in the U.S. It's expanded its U.S. service enormously, and not in an expensive way. It's now offering these very kind of like distinct fare classes. I'm sure you must have talked about them before: Tango, Fun, Econo, Latitude, Freedom, and Executive Class. You can all find out about them on the website, www.aircanada.com. And if you remember, in the old days when I was traveling on Air Canada, there were basically only a few different kinds of fare classes. And then when this, was it basically Executive, and then there was the regular Economy fare, and then there was this new thing that came out. Remember when Jazz came out? Well, now there's all these different fare classes, and it's become it's basically what it's done is it's made it much cheaper to travel from the United States into Canada and from Canada into the United States.
You don't have to stay the Saturday night on those fares. They're all sold at a one-way basis, so makes it much easier and much more economical.
Exactly.
To make a last-minute purchasing decision.
Exactly. That's the kind of thing for me. For example, if I want to go somewhere and I just want to take it like a one-way, that's the kind of thing I'm looking for without having those restrictions. Anyway, these different fare classes offer varying degrees of restrictions based on which kind you get. Again, the number for Air Canada is 888-247-2262. A great way to get to Halifax, also with all those connections. And let me just tell you a little bit about some of the history, if we have some time here.
Oh, yeah, we got around 4 minutes, Jerry.
I can tell you a little bit about some of the history of Halifax. It's very, very interesting. Did you know that in 1917, it was the source of the largest, at that time, it was the largest explosion in the world? Two ships collided in the harbor and made an explosion that was similar to that of an atomic, not similar, but just under the
magnitude,
the second largest explosion, if you look at, just from the atomic bomb. 5,000 people were killed. The city was leveled. And basically, the people in Massachusetts helped in this restructuring and rebuilding effort, and they basically came to the city's rescue and helped basically the city get back on its feet again. And because of that, there's now a tradition where people in Halifax send the people in Boston a Christmas tree every year.
Yeah, that tradition has gone on ever since then, for 80 years. That's part of the holiday tradition in Boston, is the lighting of the Halifax Christmas tree.
That's right. And so, with all the anti-American sentiment that sometimes happens within Canada, I think that probably this city would not be one that would be sharing in that. However, there is another little anecdote I can throw at you. The guy that burned down the White House in 1812... I think it's Darlington, I think. He was...
from Halifax.
From Halifax and buried in Halifax. And that was during the War of 1812. So here you have it, both sides of the equation. It's a port city. It's got... And the other thing I should like to mention, too, is the Titanic. Almost everybody has seen the Titanic, and the film that James Cameron was there. It was now 7 years ago that James Cameron shot this film there. He used a lot of local people from Halifax to make the film. I met people when I was there, when I was at the shoe shop, who basically worked on and editing in the film itself, and it was shot in the very cold waters out there. And using a lot of local crews and talent. There's actually a lot of films that are shot around Halifax.
Now, in the wintertime, you talked about how it's beautiful in the spring and summer and fall. Going in the wintertime, what is the main attraction in the wintertime?
I think the main attraction in the wintertime is that you still, of course, have all the nightlife. Remember that this is a place that has, again, the most bars per capita. Halifax is a city that really likes its music. And for example, even the bars here in New York, every bar almost has live music in Halifax. So for people who love live music, this is the place to go. There's an incredible amount of restaurants as well, some very, very good food there. So you have this, you have a smaller city, you have a real bustling nightlife, and of course it's also an extremely friendly city. I mean, people say that I was talking to, for example, the manager of the Westin Hotel this morning to pick his brain a little bit about some of these questions about Halifax, and he said it's funny because it's one of the cities where it takes you the longest to go out and get a quart of milk, because if you go out there to get a quart of milk, you're going to no doubt bump into three or four people, and in a short degree of time, you're going to be having conversations with them all, and you're going to get home in an hour and 15 minutes.
Or you'll probably end up at one of the bars, forget the milk at the bar, and go home and have to leave again.
Exactly.
A very compact and walkable downtown as well. If you're staying at the West End, Nova Scotia, within around 10, 15 minutes, you'll be within all of the shopping, dining, and entertainment district. The West End, Nova Scotia, www.westin.ns.ca or westin.com. And 800-WESTIN-1 Air Canada from the United States to the Maritime Provinces of Canada. Jerry Wagshall, thanks for joining us this morning with a maritime update on Travel World.
Thank you guys for having me.
Funny we should be talking about Halifax in March, because March is Nutrition Month, right, Steve?
Yes, pass the licorice, Willem. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Get out this Saturday, March 6th, and celebrate an early spring beginning and the completion of the recent remodeling at Carmel Ice Cream in Southington. This will truly be a day of cakes, cones, and fun, as there will be an ice cream cake giveaway every hour. You can also sample new ice cream flavors, including Nutty Brownie Sundae, Peanut Butter Cup, Cappuccino Crunch, as well as these new yogurt flavors, Coffee Fudge Almond, Peanut Butter Twist, and Raspberry Chocolate Chip. Bring your children to participate in the activities this Saturday at Carmel Ice Cream in Southington. Several friends of Carmel Ice Cream will be stopping by to take part of the festivities, including children's entertainment specialist from the Southington YMCA, Tom O'Brien, the magician, the Hartford Fox Force mascot, and much more. Don't forget to sign up for the hourly ice cream cake giveaway. Be sure to mention WXCT990DX to get your 2-for-1 deal on your favorite fountain item this Saturday only at Carmel Ice Cream. Carmel Ice Cream will also cater your corporate event. Just ask for details. Carmel Ice Cream is on Queen Street, which is also Route 10 in Southington, conveniently off Exit 32 on I-84. Head north and look for the Move Van.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
Why are you home? I thought you were job hunting today.
I did.
You went online at HartfordHelpWanted.com?
No, but I walked a whole 2-block area around the house and met a lot of people.
What?
Including this really cute guy named Dijon.
Can't be. You've been living here for 3 months. You have to find a job.
Always the big sister.
That's why I told you about HartfordHelpWanted.com.
Yeah, okay.
Post a resume, peruse Help Wanted ads 24 hours a day. There's tons of full and part-time jobs right here. Secretarial, sales, hospitals.
The nursing home around the corner needs a doctor.
You're not a doctor.
Aren't you negative, miss? I have the perfect job.
Which I got through HartfordHelpWanted.com.
I went to a job website. Monstrously complicated.
Cause it's not HartfordHelpWanted.com.
At the other one, I got an interview in East Siberia.
What?
Which Dijon says is next to Canada.
HartfordHelpWanted.com. Long name. Amazing results.
We were ready to buy a house, but we were tired of talking on the phone with someone hundreds, if not thousands, of miles away. We wanted to work with someone locally.
We wanted to be able to see who was working for us, to sit down in their office, see pictures of their family or kids, and know that they had our best interest in mind.
The service we were getting wasn't personal enough.
That's when we heard the ad for Southern New England Mortgage Group. They've been most helpful in answering our needs.
See, I'm self-employed, and that's difficult to verify income. We wanted the company that could find that special program that fit our situation. Those national companies can't relate when they only talk to you on the phone.
Southern New England Mortgage Group was not only able to find a mortgage in a special program that matched our situation, but they personalized their service. And we were able to sit in their office and look at them face to face. That was reassuring to me, that I could look at them.
Southern New England Mortgage Group can help you find a mortgage, even if you have slow credit, no credit, or non-verifiable income. Locally owned Southern New England Mortgage Group is located in Plainville and serves Central Connecticut. Call 888-835-2780.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, 990 The X.
And we're going off the deep end once again. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, Alice Sobel in studio, special guest Mitch Garvis, and this is All With One Breath. And guest on the line with us, David McMillan from Toronto.
Yes, David McMillan is the director of operations with Eagle Rock Entertainment. They've just come out with a series of DVDs from the World Class Train series, and they invite our listeners to sort of explore various destinations around the world from the inside of some of the most elegant and famous train tours. Welcome to Travel World, David.
Well, thank you very much. That's a nice introduction.
Now, you've got this series of DVDs. They're beautiful. They're well-prepared, well-edited, well-produced, and it really captures the essence of some of these very famous trains that you could just picture yourself on board and really whets your appetite to actually get out there and take one of those train trips.
And they're also a great souvenir for the people that have been on those trips, of course, too.
Well, you're telling me. I mean, you've got samples of train trips from all of them around the world.
And we're still doing more. We recently filmed one in Peru.
Now that sounds like fun.
Yes, it is. Of course, only, you know, the owners of our company go on these train trips, of course, because they're train spotters.
Well, I would imagine that, too. I mean, Stephen and I are, we call ourselves rabid trainiacs, so if it's about the rails, we're foaming at the mouth as it is.
What are some of the trains that you have profiled to date in your series?
We've done, well, there's two Canadian, the Rocky Mountaineer and the Royal Canadian Pacific, and then we have the Royal Orient Express, the South Orient Express, the American Orient Express, the Blue Train of South Africa, the Northern Belle. We're all around the world, basically. The Polar Express in Sweden and the Gaan.
Now, of all the trains you've taken, which particular ones stand out maybe most for the scenery or the service on board or the uniqueness of the equipment?
It seems like they're all fairly well balanced in that area. Of course, me being a Canadian, you know, I'm rather partial to the ones that look at our Rocky Mountains.
Yes, the Rocky Mountaineer and anything that speaks of via rail, of course.
Yeah, the Rocky Mountaineer goes from on the old Canadian Pacific line that goes from Calgary via Banff into Vancouver, which is what used to be the Canadian Pacific line of the Canadian, which now uses the old Canadian National trackage further north. So there was no passenger rail service on that. What many people consider is the more scenic route, which is the southern route.
Yeah. Someday I'll be able to do some of these, I hope. But it's nice to do them this way on my TV screen.
It started with, you know, DVDs, or not DVDs, way back when, videos like the Great Canadian Train Trip, which was profiling what was at the time the Canadian Pacific version of the Cross-Canada Tour, which originated in Montreal, terminated in Vancouver. Now, Via Rails Canadian goes from Toronto to Vancouver over CN trackage. But if you've ever wanted to, like Stephen and I, our lifelong dream was to travel aboard Via Rail cross-country, taking one of these trains is the next best thing.
Oh, yes. Well, I've done the cross-Canada train trip several times.
Several times.
Oh, yes.
It's wonderful. It's really wonderful. It's relaxing. It's scenic. You can't have a bad time.
Well, we're jealous. Rub it in. Keep rubbing it in.
Well, I think one thing that captures the attention of everyone when they visit, when watch the video, watch the DVD, and then they're thinking about taking one of these train trips is putting themselves in that spot. It's going back to another era. It's when travel was relaxed, it was elegant, it really meant something. It wasn't like the hurry up and wait syndrome of today. So you can go back in time, but you're traveling within the confines of modern, up-to-date luxury and seeing some spectacular scenery that you would not be able to easily enjoy if you were driving or taking the bus.
And on top of that, a lot of these cars that they are on these trips are the historical cars from the history of these railways. Like kings and queens have traveled on some of these coaches that are offered on these trips.
Yeah, I've seen some that feature the butt equipment, which is our personal favorite, which is the old 1950s style trains from Via Rail.
Yeah.
And then you were talking about the service. The Canadian Pacific has gone into having their own revamped service again out of Calgary, and the Royal Canadian Pacific, and that is vintage Canadian Pacific locomotives. Some of them had gone in their later years and been relegated only to like commuter service in Montreal. They'd all been spruced up into their 1954 Beaver logos and some of the 1930s and 40 cars, the cars that were replaced by the Bud cars that are now still in service on Via Rail. But these were the superlative service that they were offering the Canadian and what they had, the Dominion, a number of other name trains that traveled across Canada in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And Canadian Pacific salvaged a number of those cars and put them together as their own tribute to the history of the railroad.
Well, it created the history of our country. It binded us together.
One question that I have is generally the features that you have on the DVDs, how long are these train trips in the variety?
They're just under an hour. These are TV shows we have made and have broadcast on various stations around the world.
And I think another thread that binds all of these trains, you're talking about, you know, the unity factor, how the trains built a nation in the case of Canada, in the case of the United States. Pretty well every train has had that impact at some point in history within whatever country. They have helped form the backbone of industrial development, connecting cities, moving goods and people, and you're looking at a couple of hundred years of history by taking these particular train trips.
The steel ribbons that unite nations.
Sure makes you want to go on these trips for sure. Now you say how many features or how many DVDs in all in the entire series so far? Because you say you're making more now.
Yeah, we have 12 out on our first launch here that we've done over the last 2 months. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what we have scheduled next. We have nothing scheduled right now, but we're certainly in development constantly with many of our factual titles because we're also a music DVD company and we're also a record company, but this is just one side of our...
Eagle Rock Entertainment, yeah, and
yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should feature Travel World traveling across the country on Via Rail.
We'll talk later about that one then.
Or featuring Charlie Hunter and his Roots on the Rails trips, which he's doing every year, because that would make very interesting. We know that we and Travel World in 2002, right here on WXET, we did three live broadcasts from the moving train.
Yes, I was reading about that on your website.
So we made history together with Charlie Profit, of course, who's in Connecticut listening to the show as well. But this is the kind of interesting thing for us when we took that trip. It was a dream come true. I mean, there's some pictures which are on the website. Ella, our photographer who took these things, you could see Steve and I were about to explode with enthusiasm.
is after they decided not to push me off the train.
Well, no, you kept on escaping, but
that's because you were around. You were trying to push me off, remember?
Yes, that's right.
And each of the trips that are part of this series of DVDs from Eagle Rock Entertainment are trips of a lifetime. Each one in and of itself, there are people who look at them and say, hey, that's a trip I want to make. And here, they live it vicariously, first of all. And I'm sure many people will be so enamored of the scenery, of the equipment, of the experience as it's portrayed, that they will say, hey, this is a trip that I really have to do. Because you can think about it for many, many years, and then all of a sudden, hey, you can't do it because of either illness in your family or maybe they dropped the service or what have you. Hey, grab the opportunity, take the moment, and get the DVD first and whet your appetite, but then, hey, get out on the rails and discover.
Where can you get the DVDs?
Yes, we're coming up to the top of the hour. We need to know how to get hold of these DVDs, how much do they cost, and how can our listeners purchase their own complete set?
You could go to our website, it's eaglevisionusa.com, or just put Eagle Vision into Google, and you'll find us. You can buy it from our site. You should be able to buy this at most stores that carry DVDs. We're distributed throughout the United States by RAD Distribution. And in Canada by EMI Music Canada and the UK. These are available around the world. And you should be able to find them for under $10 in North America.
So you
And also in Canada, I have them in all the hobby shops.
Ah, the hobby stores.
You can even rent a car and get to the hobby store very easily.
Yes.
Rent a car, get to the hobby store, go to Ottawa to the hobby store too.
Don't even have to go that far. They'll be in a hobby store near you or in other fine retailers that carry DVDs across North America. The set of the Trains of the World.
It's a great entertaining experience to do this, in addition to also having the opportunity to see train trips. Either you won't do it or you might want to go on it, but you're certainly going to want to see all of them.
A learning experience.
It also gives you an idea of what you're in for if you do choose to take one of these trips. It shows you the luxury in the...
Luxury on rails.
Eagle Vision. And the attractions in the surrounding area, too.
Oh, it's a learning experience. EagleVisionUSA.com. Check it out for the Great Trains of the World DVD series. Thanks, David McMillan from Eagle Vision, for joining
us. Thank you very much. Very honored to be on your show.
Well, we want to have you back more often, talking about more of your products, please.
We will talk.
Thanks very much for joining
us
on the
show.
Bye-bye. And that brings another hour to the close on the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ella Sobel.
I'm Mitch Garvis.
And happy traveling, everybody.
Of those in Iraq working toward peace.
The Iraqi people are making excellent progress. Members of the Governing Council are having a free and open and spirited debate as they complete a new framework for governing their nation.
Ready to appeal, Martha Stewart's lead lawyer, Robert Morvillo, gearing up to fight to keep his...